请我们打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们从十五节念到末了。
Let us read from verse 15 to the end.
这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把我们赶出去。他们不得神的喜悦，且与众人为敌。
Who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out, they are not pleasing to God, but hostile to all men.
不许我们传道给外邦人，使外邦人得救，常常充满自己的罪恶，神的愤怒临在他们身上，已经到了极处。
Hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may not be saved, with the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them to the utmost.
弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面。
But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short while in person, not in spirit, were all the more eager with great desire to see your face.
所以我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻拦了我们。
For we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan hindered us.
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming?
因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
For you are our glory and joy.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父，每一次在饼杯面前，我们都觉得我们是无话可说的一群人。
Lord, we think that we are without speeches every time we come before the Lord's table.
因为摆设在我们面前的是难以理解的爱。
Because what is presented before us is a love that is indescribable.
我们不能够明白像我们这样子污秽肮脏的罪人。
We cannot understand sinful and corrupt people like us.
怎么能够蒙到你这么大的恩典？
How can we receive such amazing grace from you?
你把你独生的爱子为我们舍了。
You have sacrificed your only begotten son.
不只是让他为我们过去的罪恶付上了代价。
Not only has he paid the price for our past sin.
在每一天的生活中，你应许我们，他是我们的山寨和依靠。
In our daily lives, you have promised that he is our safe place and our rock.
并且在面对着未来的时候，他永远是我们的盼望。
And when we face the future, he is forever our hope.
我们实在要感谢你。
We truly must thank you.
当我们一同来读你话语的时候，
When we together read your words,
我们再一次向你承认我们的无知和无有。
We admit to you once again our ignorance and our poor state.
若不是圣灵把你自己的话向我们解开，
If it is not the Holy Spirit who has revealed your words to us,
我们说的听的都是枉然。
We speak and we listen in vain.
我们求保惠师把这些话点活过来。
We pray that the helper will lit to life these words.
好让我们在你话语的光中得以见光。
So that in the light of your words we may see light.
我们仰望祷告是靠耶稣基督的名。
We look to and pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.我相信有一些弟兄姊妹可能记得我们一起在主面前来学习《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
I believe some brothers and sisters will remember that together before the Lord we are studying the First Thessalonians.
我们在第一章一开始那里，我们学到在神的心目中什么是一个模范的教会。
In the beginning of chapter 1, we learned what in God's heart is a model church.
然后我们一起来学到说，在神的眼光中，什么样是一个模范的工人。
And then together we learn before God, in His view, what is a model worker.
然后在第二章的后半部开始，我们一起来学习什么样的秘诀可以让帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹在极大的患难中却有喜乐。
And then in the latter part of chapter 2, we are learning what is the secret for the brothers and sisters in the church of Thessalonians that they can have joy in great suffering.
我们从第二章的后半段发现他们有三个秘诀。
And then in the latter part of chapter 2, we found that they have three secrets.
第一个秘诀是因为他们有神的话。
The first secret is that they have the word of God.
第二个秘诀是他们有一帮一同受苦的圣徒。
And then the second secret is that they have a group of saints who are suffering together.
那我们上一次讲到第十五节没有讲完。
And then last time we talked about verse 15, but we did not finish it.
所以我们今天要把那一段稍微补上一下。
So today we want to complete that portion.
然后从第十七节开始。
And then starting with verse 17.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
The church in Thessalonica.
他们能够在极大的患难中有喜乐的第三个秘诀。
The third secret as to why they are able to have joy in great suffering.
是他们有荣耀的盼望。
It is because they have the glorious hope.
主如果允许。
If the Lord permits.
我们希望今天我们能够把这一段讲完。
We hope that we can finish this portion.
我们上次讲到第十五节。
Last time we talked about verse 15.
我们讲到说犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知。
We talked about how the Jew killed Lord Jesus and the prophets.
又把使徒们赶出去。
And then they drove out the apostles.
你知道犹太人他们不但拒绝神的儿子。
You know, the Jewish people, not only did they reject the Son of God.
他们也拒绝那一些代表神儿子说话的人。
They also reject those represent who speak to represent the Lord.
无论是先知，
whether it's the prophet,
无论是使徒，
whether it's the apostles,
或者是那些使徒们的同工，
or the co-workers of the apostles,
他们有一个很错误的观念。
They have a very wrong perception.
他们觉得如果把这一些为神说话的使者赶走了，
if they believe that if they chase away these representatives of God,
The
messengers of God.
他们就可以不理会这一些使者所带来的信息。
Then they can ignore the messages from these messengers.
在中国的贵州山区里面。
In the mountains of Guizhou in China.
曾经有一个宣教士到少数民族的中间去传福音。
There was a missionary who went to preach to the minorities there.
那他用的方法，他就是用很大很大的一个纸板。
And the approach he took was he used this very big cardboard.
然后他在上面画很多福音的故事。
And then on it he drew many stories of the gospel.
他在村庄里面就跟小朋友讲故事。
And then he went to the villages and preached these stories to the children.
当村庄里面的那一些巫师，
and when the witches in those villages,
还有他们的族长，
and their chief,
他们发现这个宣教士所传讲的东西是跟他们的信仰矛盾，
when they found what this missionary was preaching is contradictory to their beliefs,
他们就很生气。
They were very angered.
他们就把宣教士赶走。
And they chased away this missionary.
并且把宣教士所画的那一块一块的纸板都把它烧掉。
And then they burned these cardboards with the gospel stories on them.
他们以为这个样子，这些宣教士所带来的信息就会从他们的村庄中消失。
And they believe by doing so that they are able to erase the messages from this missionary from their village.
他们做梦也不能够想到。
Not in their wildest dream did they expect.
你可以把宣教士赶走。
You can chase away the missionary.
你可以把宣教士所画的东西烧掉。
You can burn what he drew.
但是你没有办法把每一个心田里面所接受了福音的种子拿走。
But you cannot take away the seed that has been, the seed of gospel that's been planted in people's hearts.
在教会的历史里面。
In the history of church.
不只是有这些外邦的君王
Not only are there these kings among Gentiles,
不只是有这些不信主的异教
Not only are there these,
pagans, 他们要用各样的方法把神的使者赶走
They use different ways to chase away the messenger of God.
他们要把圣经烧掉
They want to burn the Bible.
他们以为这样子就能够把神的信息赶走。
They believe that this way they can chase away the message from God.
其实，在教会的历史里面
，Actually, throughout the history of the church,
连教会的自己
，including the church itself,
在黑暗时期
，in the age of darkness,
借着宗教审判所。
Using the religious accusations,
他们所做的那一些凶恶是极其可怕。
The hostility that they had were horrendous.
保罗这个时候他自己记忆非常清楚。
Paul himself remembered very clearly.
他是怎么尝到被驱逐出境的滋味。
How did he experience being cast out and chased away?
使徒行传五章到第十章那里有很清楚的记载。
In Acts chapter 5 through 10, it clearly records.
所以保罗在那里说
So therefore Paul said,
他们不得神的喜悦。
That they will not have the pleasure of God.
且与众人为敌。
They were not pleasing to God and are hostile to all men.
你知道这一节的圣经在教会历史上被很多的人误解。
You know, this verse has been misinterpreted by many people.
这一节的圣经成了希特勒要把600万犹太人杀死在集中营的借口。
This verse became the excuse that Hitler used in order to kill 6 million Jews in concentration camps.
因为上帝都不喜欢他们。
Because if God doesn't even like them.
他们是所有人类的敌人。
They are the enemy of mankind.
所以我把他们干掉是替天行道。
So therefore, by killing them, I am doing justice for God.
其实
Actually,
他们误解了这一段的圣经。
They misunderstood this verse.
这里所讲的他们
Here, the they,
并不是每一个犹太人。
It does not point every single Jew.
乃是指着那些破坏神的工作。
But it points to those who destroy the work of God.
逼迫神百姓的犹太人。
Persecute the people of God.
如果我们读罗马书九章。
If we read Romans chapter 9.
十章。
Chapter 10.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
那里很清楚地告诉我们。
There it clearly tells us.
神没有丢弃犹太人。
That God has not forsaken the Jewish people.
神对着他们的爱没有转动的影儿。
That the love of God toward them is unchanging and there's no.
神对着他们依然有一个伟大的计划。
That God toward them still has this great plan.
神不喜悦的。
God is not pleased.
乃是那些与神为敌的人。
Are those who are hostile to God.
保罗在罗马书八章八节
Paul in Romans chapter 8 verse 8
他说属肉体的人不能得神的欢喜
He said those who are in flesh cannot please God.
所以不要以为那些反对神的犹太人不得神的欢喜
So don't think that those Jewish people who are hostile to God are not pleasing to him.
每一个属肉体的人都是神所不喜悦的。
Everyone who is in flesh does not please God.
众人这个字
All men
在保罗的书信中出现过十四次。
All men, these words appeared 14 times in Paul's letters, in Paul's epistles.
其中有八次是讲到所有的人。
8 of those times, it talks about everyone.
但是有六次却不是指所有的人。
But the other 6 times, they do not point to everyone.
我们知道犹太人他们真的是神的选民。
We know that the Jewish people, they are truly the chosen race of God.
耶和华呼召他们的祖先亚伯拉罕。
Jehovah called on their ancestor Abraham.
要使他们成为万国的祝福。
So that they would become the blessing for all nations.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
神的诸约列祖圣经连我们的救主都是从犹太人而来的
God's promise his testament our ancestors even our savior Jesus comes from them
难怪主耶稣在约翰福音第四章二十二节会这样说
No wonder Lord in John chapter 22 John chapter 4 verse 22 says
救恩是从犹太人出来的
That salvation comes from the Jewish people.
很可惜的是，犹太人不懂得这么尊贵的特权。
Unfortunately, the Jewish people do not understand such honorable authority.
Privilege. 乃是要让他们来服侍祝福外邦人。
It is so that they can serve and bless the Gentiles.
相反的。
Oppositely.
他们反倒弃绝轻视。外邦人
They forsaken and despised the Gentiles.
今天在新约的里面
Today in the New Testament,
你跟我是神的选民
You and I are the chosen race of God.
我们有一个极大的特权
We have a great privilege.
我们应该成为所有不信主的人所有犯罪的人的祝福和帮助
We should become the help and blessing for all those who do not believe in the Lord.
所有那些死在罪恶过犯中的人
All those who have died in their sin.
我们应该是服侍他们的人
We should be those who serve them.
但是今天我们这群人
But today, all of us.
多少的时候也忘记了神给我们的特权
How often do we also forget the privilege that's been given to us by God?
我们也轻视，也弃绝那些犯罪的人。
We also despise and forsake those sinners.
我们从那些 homeless 的旁边走过。
When we walk past the homeless people,
我们看那些在同性恋中间挣扎的人。
We look at those people who are struggling with homosexuality.
我们对着那些鼓励要堕胎、杀人、放纵情欲的那些人。
We look at those who encourage abortion and encourage sinfulness.
我们是怜悯、爱他们、要去帮助他们呢
？Do we have mercy, love, and want to show help toward them?
还是我们满了骄傲的轻视他们呢？
Or are we so full of pride and we despise them?
有没有可能
Is it possible?
有一天基督徒在社会上有足够大的影响力
That one day Christians have sufficient influence in the society.
我们也会用宗教来迫害那些不相信我们信仰的人呢
We would also use religion to persecute those who
你知道这就是为什么当年美国开国的这一些大有智慧的人
And do you know that is why those founders of this country, those people full of wisdom,
他们坚持政教要分开
And that is why they insist on the separation of state and church.
因为他们不肯让政治的力量来影响宗教的自由。
Because they are not willing to use political influence to affect religious freedom.
要改变社会。
In order to change the society.
要改变人心。
In order to change men's hearts.
不是用政治的手段。
It is not through political means.
乃是用生命中的爱。
It is to use the love in life.
去影响。
To influence.
去改变人。
To change.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
不许我们传道给外邦人，使外邦人得救。
Hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved.
常常充满自己的罪恶。
They are always filled up, they always fill up the measure of their sins.
神的愤怒临在他们身上已经到了极处。
But the wrath has come upon them to the utmost.
十六节一开始是没有连结词的。
Verse 16 at the beginning, there is no connecting word.
表示这一节的圣经乃是解释上一节。
Meaning that this verse explains the previous verse.
这一些反对保罗和他同工们的这一些人。
Those who are opposed to the work of Paul and his co-workers.
其实他们并没有真正的禁止保罗他们传福音。
They have not forbidden Paul from preaching the gospel.
他们不过是借着不断的阻挠和破坏他们的工作。
They are and trying to disrupt their work.
如果你去查使徒行传十三章
If you go to Acts chapter 13,
那里讲到在比西拉的安提阿
There it talks about in Antioch.
十四章
In chapter 14,
讲到在以哥念杰路斯德
In chapter 14, it talks about in Iconium.
十七章
Verse 17,
讲到在帖撒罗尼迦以及皮利亚
It talks about in Thessalonia and Pelia.
十八章讲到在哥林多
And then chapter 18 talk about in Corinthia.
这些人用各样的方法来拦阻福音的工作
These people use all different, all kinds of methods to stop the work of the gospel.
他们为什么这么讨厌保罗的工作呢
Why do they dislike Paul's work so much?
因为他们认为犹太人哪里可以成为神的百姓呢
How can the Jewish people be called the people of God?
他们怎么能够得救呢
How can they be saved?
他们要先成为犹太人
First they have to be Jewish.
然后上帝才会喜欢他们
And then will God be pleased with them?
我有的时候想
Sometimes I think
今天在基督教的世界里面也有一些人好奇怪哦。
There are also some very strange people.
这些人怎么能够看得见呢
？How can these people see?
他们如果没有来参加我们的特会，他们怎么会看得见
？If they do not come to our meeting, our special meetings, then how can they see?
他们如果没有来跟随我们这一种的教导
，If they have not come and followed our way of
他们怎么能够来明白神永远的旨意呢
How can they understand God's eternal will?
好像我们对着神的启示有一个专卖权
It is as if we have this monopoly towards the teaching of God
这正是当时那一批逼迫保罗的那一批犹太人的特色
That is the special characteristic of those who persecuted Paul back then.
他们的工作就拦阻了外邦人的得救。
Their work hindered the Gentiles from believing.
这就是与众外邦人为敌了。
And that is to be hostile to all Gentiles.
保罗知道神的心意。
Paul knows the will of God.
他知道神要万人得救。
He knows that God wants to save all men.
他这样做这些人这样子的做
These people's actions,
当然是不讨神喜悦
of course it is not pleasing to God.
这里面有一个字充满
There's this word here, fill up.
就是把一个杯子倒水倒到一个地步水都流出来
了
这个字就是主耶稣在马太23:32节
This is the word that Jesus in Matthew chapter 20,
当他对法利赛人说，你们去充满你们祖宗的罪恶惯吧。同样的字。
Same word.
这里面另外一个字。
There's another word.
常常。
Often. Always.
是指的在从旧约的历史中间，他们的祖先就一直不断的在做这件事。
It describes from the Old Testament their ancestors has continuously been doing this.
他们杀害先知。
They killed the prophets.
他们杀害主耶稣。他们迫害使徒们，他们多少次想杀保罗，这一切的动作已经把神的愤怒推到了极限。神的愤怒临在他们身上，临在他们身上。这个字是一个很有争论的字。
These words are very arguable.
到底这个字是指过去，这是一个过去式的动词。
Is this in past tense?
是指的已经发生的事呢？
Is it pointing to things that have already happened?
还是指着将来要发生的事，因为是如此确定会发生，所以才用过去式来表达呢？
Or is it pointing to things in the future, but if there is such certainty that it will happen, that it is described in past tense?
如果是指的已经发生的事，
if it points to things that have already happened,
那是哪一件呢？
Then which one?
是主后49年圣殿里面的那个大屠杀吗？
Is it 49 AD?Pointing to the massacre in the temple.
还是他们被在主后70年圣殿被烧呢？
Or is it in 70 AD when the temple was burned down?
圣经的学者对这些问题都没有一致的看法。
The biblical scholars do not have a unified view on this point.
我们如果看第一章第十节。
If we look in chapter 1 verse 10.
那你说等候他儿子从天降临，
It says to wait for his son from heaven.
就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣，
whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus who rescues us from the wrath to come.
英文圣经没有翻得很清楚，
The English translation is not very clear.
但是中文圣经跟希腊文里面都很清楚地讲到那个降临的字。
But in the Chinese translation and in Hebrew, it clearly says the word to come.
那这个字就跟我们刚才读的十六节那个字是同样的字。
It's the same word as the one that we read in verse 16.
同样的时态。
It's the same tense.
所以我们比较可以接受。
So we are able to accept.
保罗指的神的愤怒。是已经开始，
it has already begun,
一直加强，
and it is gradually increasing,
直到末日。
Until the end of days.
保罗的这一段圣经，
Paul's verses here,
他在鼓励受苦的帖撒罗尼迦的圣徒们，
he is encouraging the saints who are suffering in Thessalonica,
让他们知道说他们与很多很多其他的圣徒是在一起受苦，
that they are to let them know that they are suffering with many other saints.
但是他们不要怕。
But they should not be afraid.
因为所有这些使他们受苦的人，
because all those people who are causing their suffering,
神的愤怒临在他们身上，
the wrath of God will come upon them.
已经到了极处。
It is already to the utmost.
这个英文翻得很棒啊。
This English translation is very good.
Utmost.
To the utmost.
极处啊。
It is to the utmost.
神的愤怒在他们身上已经大到不能再大。
The wrath of God is upon them and it cannot be greater.
所有逼迫神儿女的人。
All those who
神不喜悦他们。
God is not pleased with them.
并且神的审判在他们身上是大到不能再大。
And the judgment of God is upon them to the utmost.
你知道这个 utmost 这个字很有意思、
You know, this word utmost is very interesting.
所有的信徒。
All believers.
为主受苦的人。
All those who suffer for the Lord.
圣经里面告诉我们。
The scripture tells us.
我们必蒙拯救到底。
We will be saved to the utmost.
中文的到底
in the Chinese, to the end,
就是原文的 utmost.
In the original text is the word utmost.
逼迫我们的人的审判是到 utmost.
The judgment of those who persecute us is to the utmost.
我们的拯救也是 to the utmost.
And our salvation is also to the utmost.
希伯来书七章二十五节
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
不但如此
Not only.
神对我们的爱
The love of God.
也是 to the utmost.
The love of God for us is also to the utmost.
约翰福音十三章第一节
Gospel book of John chapter
13.
Chapter 13 verse 1.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这是一个何等强烈的对比？
See what a great contrast this is.
经过苦难
that through suffering,
能够让我们更洁净
so that we are purified,
让我们更谦卑
we're more humble,
更保重
that we are more,
更多的像主我们的主
that we are more like our Lord.
有几个年轻人
there are several young people.
都是常春藤名校毕业的。
They've all graduated from Ivy League schools.
毕业以后在华尔街，那这些人走起路来都有风啊。
And these people were doing very well on Wall Street.
所以这些人在教会里面讲话的声音也蛮大的。
And these people, their voices are also very loud in church.
因为他们觉得他们是 somebody.
Because they feel like they're somebody.
你知道最近这几个月这些人非常谦卑。
You know, over the past few months, these people are very humble.
他们做梦都没有想到像他们这么优秀的人要在那里领失业救济金。
They would have never dreamed that excellent people like them would be collecting unemployment benefits.
苦难。
Suffering.
真的会让人谦卑。
Suffering would truly humble you.
一个地方教会
a local church,
它一个非常重要的功能
a very important co-worker,
就是当弟兄姐妹在苦难中的时候
it is when brothers and sisters are in suffering,
我们能够与他们一同受苦
that we can suffer together with them,
我们可以彼此鼓励
we can encourage each other,
我们可以彼此祷告
we can pray for each other,
我们能够彼此帮助。
We can help each other.
最可怜的人
the most pitiful person,
不是受苦最多的人
is not the one who has suffered the most,
乃是在受苦中没有人关心的人
but those who in their suffering, no one cares for them,
不能够跟人分享的人
they cannot share with others.
第十七节开始
starting with verse 17
保罗说弟兄们
Paul says, Brethren,
我们暂时与你们离别
We have been taken away from you for a short while.
如果你的记忆力还不错的话
If you have a good memory,
这是保罗在这本书中第五次称呼他们弟兄们
This is the fifth time Paul calls them brethren in this book.
我们已经说过
We have already said,
这不是保罗忘记了人家的名字用得很方便的一种称呼
This is not Paul. This is not a greeting Paul uses because he has forgotten people's name.
像我常常这么做
I often do that.
我去参加一些特会我看到很多很面熟的人
I go to some special conferences and I see people's face that look very very familiar.
我只好说，哎呀，弟兄啊，你好。
And then I say, brother, how are you?
因为我忘记他的名字。
Because I've forgotten his name.
但是保罗不是这样子。
But Paul is not like that.
他讲到弟兄们。
He said, brother.
是讲到我们在主里面生命的那个连结。
He talks about the connection we have in life.
讲到在爱中的真实。
He talks about the reality in love.
暂时与你们离别。
To be taken away from you for a short while.
这个暂时啊。
For a short while.
其实在希腊文里面是指很短的时间。
In Greek, it refers to a very short period of time.
离别呢？
Be taken away.
哦，这个字就很特别了。
This is a very special word.
这个字是指着一种非常痛苦的分离。
This word points to a very painful separation.
像什么呢？
What is it like?
你有没有把你的小 baby 他第一次送给别人带的时候的那个感觉？
Do you know the feeling the first time you give your baby to someone else to take care of?
哭啊。
The cry.
死命的哭。
The crying.
抓着你不放的哭。
And to grab onto you and cannot stop crying.
你跟他一起哭。
And you cry with him.
然后你还把他推过去。
And then you push the baby away.
懂了没有？
Do you understand?
这是原文那个字的意思。
That's the meaning in the original text.
那是保罗的感觉。
That is the feeling of.
虽然是很短的时间要离开一下子，
Even though it is for a very short period of time to be taken away,
但这个分离在保罗的里面是让他痛苦到了极处。
But this separation is causing pain in Paul to the utmost.
保罗说，但是这是面目离别，心里却不离开。
But Paul says that this is a separation in person but not in spirit.
那么在哥林多前书五章那里
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
三节到五节
chapter, verse 3 through 5,
保罗是说身子与心灵。
Paul says the body and the spirit.
在这里是说面目与心。
Paul here says in person and in spirit.
保罗不只是告诉帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄，这样子的分开对他和他的同工是多么深的痛苦。他也告诉他们，他心中是何等的盼望，这样的分别是非常的短暂。并且保罗告诉他们说，他的心已经留给了他们。
But Paul also tells them that he has left them with his heart.
虽然他的身子不跟他们在一起，
Even though in person he is not with them.
但是他的意志与他的感情是深深的与他们同在。
But his emotion and his spirit is deeply with them.
所以他才会极力想法子。
So therefore he has this great desire.
你看这个中文翻得多好。
See how good this Chinese translation is.
极力。
Try
every way possible.
Try
all the possible means.
All the possible means.
想法子。
To think of a way.
你知道在希腊原文里面呢，
In the Greek original text.
这个想法子这个字在新约里面总共用了十次。
This word to think of a way has been it was used 10 times in the New Testament.
其中有七次。
And 7 out of those 10 times.
是强调那个努力的程度。
It is to emphasize the degree of the hard work, the degree of trying.
那种尽心竭力。
That to do everything possible.
那另外有三次呢？
The other 3 times.
是讲到那个hurry 就是那个尽快。
a state of hurrying.
讲到那个 urgency, 那个紧急的程度。
It refers to the urgency.
赶紧。
To immediately.
保罗是在程度上是非常的 intensified, 是非常的强烈。他尽了所有的力量。
He tried everything he can.
在感情上他是非常的急迫。
And emotionally he was very urgent.
他等不及啊。
He cannot wait.
他要用最快的方法。
He wants to use the fastest way.
能够快快的见到他们。
To be able to quickly see them.
很愿意见你们的面。
Great desire, 很愿意。With a great desire.
这个希腊字。
This Greek word.
是指的里面充满了激情啊。
It means that inside it is full of enthusiasm.
强烈到一个什么地步呢？
It is so intensive to a degree.
好像一个人被性欲激动到一个程度，被催眠了一样。
It is as if you've been intensified to a degree that you are hypnotized.
要干什么呢？
To do what?
要见他们的面。
To see their face.
帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹，她长得真漂亮啊。
These brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, they must be very pretty.
保罗这么的想见他们的面。
Paul wants to see their face with such a great desire.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
强烈的爱是什么？
What is a great love?
Strong love.
So what is a strong love?
就是要在一起，是不是？
It is to be together.
就是要见到他，是不是？
It is want to see the face, to see the person.
一个人爱主，
A person who loves God.
他想什么？
What is he thinking?
就见主的面，是不是？
To see the face of God.
请问弟兄姐妹，
Let me ask brothers and sisters.
你读第十七节，
When you read verse 17,
请你告诉我这一节里面保罗有没有用爱这个字？有没有？
Did he?
没有啊。
No.
但是如果你懂得这一节圣经，
But if you understand this verse,
你能不能够看见保罗里面那一颗跳动的爱心是多么的强烈？
Can you see how strong is this beating heart of love that is in Paul?
而且这一节圣经就把他里面的爱毫无保留的显明了出来。难怪有一些研究文学的人告诉我们，
No wonder some literature scholars would tell us.
他说这一节的圣经啊，
They say that this verse
是描写一段深厚友谊的最佳作品。
That this is the best work to describe a strong love and friendship.
保罗接着说，所以我们有意到你们那里去。
So then Paul continues to say, for we want to come to you.
有意。
For we wanted to come to you, wanted.
这个字在新约中用了208次。
This word has been used 208 times in the New Testament.
它基本的意思包括了两个方面。
The basic meaning has two aspects, includes two aspects.
一方面是讲到一个desire, 一个愿望，一个期望。
On one hand, it describes a desire, a hope.
另外一方面是讲到一个励志，一个 determination.
On the other hand, it describes a determination.
我保罗。
I Paul.
在这里，它是一个插进来的一句话。 只是保罗还有他的同工很想去啊。
Not only is Paul and his co-workers really want to go.
他这边特别强调，我保罗，我本人啊。
He emphasizes here, I Paul myself.
他是非常努力的，希望能够去看看帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹。
He is very eager and has this great desire to see brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
有一两次要去。
That once or twice he wanted to go.
这个字在圣经中另外一次出现的地方是在腓立比书四章十六节。
The other time this word appeared is in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
在那里中文翻作一次两次。
There the Chinese translation says once or twice.
这里是翻作一两次。
Here it's translated to more than once.
原文的意思
The original text,
就是不止一次。
The original text means more than once.
保罗跟他的同工
Paul with his co-workers,
不只是希望
not only did they hope,
并且下了决心
but they were determined,
他们要去帖撒罗尼迦
that they wanted to go to Thessalonica.
保罗他自己
Paul himself,
一而再的
more than once,
他要安排要计划他要去
to go.
但是没去成
but he couldn't go.
为什么没有去成呢
why wasn't he able to go?
保罗的解释
Paul's explanation
是因为撒旦阻拦了我们
it is because Satan hindered us.
撒旦
Satan
这个字原文的意思
this word in the original text in the original meaning
就是对头
it's the enemy
仇敌
the opposition
是跟你反对的
the person who is fighting against you
这是魔鬼的另外一个名字
it is the other name for the devil
他的工作是什么呢
what is his work
他的工作就是要阻止神的儿女成全神的旨意
his work is to stop the children of God from fulfilling the will of God
我们还真不知道撒旦是用了什么的手段来拦阻保罗和他的同工。
We do not know what way Satan used to stop Paul and his co-workers.
你如果有兴趣去查查一些解经的书啊。
If you are interested in reading some biblical commentary books.
啊，你会发现他们有很多非常可爱的猜测。
They have many endearing guesses.
啊，譬如说吧。
For example.
他们说啊，因为这个耶稣呢做了中保，《使徒行传》十七章的那个人。
Jason. That because Jason became the helper.
不是，他签了一个 guarantee.
Oh, because Jason signed a guarantee.
所以呢，撒旦是用那一个方法。拦阻了保罗不能过去。
So does Satan use this way to prevent Paul from going?
那也有人说呢，那就是魔鬼，这个撒旦呢，他攻击保罗，让保罗生病了，所以去不了。
And others say that Satan attacked Paul and caused him to be ill so that he cannot go.
因为你知道，在哥林多后书十二章第七节那里说。
Because you know in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 12.
Chapter 12, verse 7. 保罗说撒旦的差役啊攻击他的身体嘛。
Because Paul said that the messenger of Satan is attacking him.
那这些猜测都各有各的道理啊。
These guesses, they all have their own reasons.
但是这些猜测也都有他没有办法自圆其说的地方。
But these guesses have also, they cannot explain everything.
我们读圣经要学一个功课。
As we read the scripture, we have to learn a lesson.
那圣经没有说。
If the scripture did not say it,
那就是不重要嘛。
Then it's not important.
你何必去猜呢
？Why do you have to guess?
那今天很多人读圣经很奇怪哦。
Today many people read the scripture in a very strange way.
他就要读出你看不见的东西。
They have to read something that you cannot see.
圣经没有说他知道。
But the scripture didn't say it, but he knows.
好像他特别属灵啊。
As if he's more spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你要相信一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you have to trust in one thing.
如果很重要。
If it's important.
主耶稣一定告诉你的。
Then Jesus, Lord Jesus, will tell you.
不会是做梦告诉你的。
And he won't tell it to you in a dream.
因为你做梦可能做错了。
Because you may dream wrongly.
那他怎么告诉你呢？
Then how does he tell you?
他一定在圣经里面写得清清楚楚的告诉你。
He will write it clearly in the scripture to tell you.
如果在圣经里面没写得清清楚楚。
If the scripture has not written it clearly,
那就不重要嘛。
Then it's not important.
你吵什么吵呢？
Then why do you have to argue?
我曾经看过两个都是重量级的圣经学者。
I have seen two heavyweight biblical scholars.
那都是这个大有名望的这个大传道人啊。
And they are very reputable, very famous preachers, missionaries.
坐在一个客厅里面。
Sitting in the living room.
前面摆了好多非常好吃的水果。
In front of them were delicious fruits.
这两个人一口都不吃啊。
These two people did not eat any of it. These two people argued until their faces were red.
灾前被提，灾后被提。
That whether they will be raptured before or after.
哎呦，我在那边看到，我说这么好吃东西你们都不吃，我不好意思拿。
All these delicious fruits in front of you, you're not eating them, and I feel bad for taking them.
让我们记住。
Let us remember.
圣经没有明说。
If the scripture has not explicitly written it,
就不重要。
Then it's not important.
我想这个对我们会是一个很大的祝福。
I believe that will be a great blessing for us.
你知道有的人会问哦。
You know, some people would ask.
保罗，你怎么那么有把握知道是撒旦阻挡你的呢？
How can you be so certain that it is Satan who hindered you?
难道不会是圣灵拦阻你吗？
Why is it not the Holy Spirit that has hindered you?
我不知道你怎么回答这个问题。
I don't know how you answer that question.
你知道在教会历史上有的人就说，
You know, in the history of church, there are some people who would say,
如果我们为主去做工的话，
If we are working on, if we are doing the work of God,
我们碰到的障碍
The obstacles we encounter,
那毫无疑问的就是出自魔鬼
Then without a question, it is from Satan.
譬如说像约翰加尔文就是这一派教导人的代表人
The Jehovah Witnesses
No, John Calvin
The John Calvin they teach this, this belief
哎，这个答案对不对啊
This answer, is it correct?
Depends, 哈。
It depends.
有的时候真的是。
Sometimes it really is.
但有的时候不是哦。
But other times it's not.
你想想看，保罗知不知道他这三次出来宣教是上帝叫他出来的
？Think about it. Do you think Paul knows that his three missionary trips he was called by God?
是吗？哈。
He was.
但是保罗要到一个地方去的时候，是耶稣的灵就不许耶，有没有过？有没有？有嘛？
There were cases.
是不一定是撒旦嘛？
So it doesn't necessarily have to be Satan.
那有的人，另外一批人说什么呢？
So then what would the other group of people say?
他说如果这个拦阻啊，
They said if this obstacle
成了以后福音广传的一个步骤。
That this obstacle later became a step in the gospel being preached widely.
那是圣灵的带领。
Then it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果神的工作因着这个拦阻就受到破坏，
If the work of God because of this obstacle has been disrupted,
那就是出于撒旦。
Then it is from Satan.
听起来也有道理哈。
That also sounds reasonable.
其实这也不够准确。
But that's also not accurate.
因为这样的说法背后有一个假设。
Because behind this explanation, there's an assumption.
那就是工作的果效可以用来告诉我们是不是出于神呢？
And that is that the result of the work can tell us whether or not this is from God.
那很不一定哦。
That is
那怎么办呢？
So then what to do?
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
我很喜欢一个传道人的说法。
I very much like the explanation of a missionary.
他说这件事只有保罗自己知道。
He said, only Paul himself would know.
保罗说撒旦拦住了。
Paul said, Satan hindered.
不让我去看你们。
Stopping me from coming to you.
他知道是撒旦。
He knew it was Satan.
他知道不是圣灵拦阻。
He knew it wasn't the hindrance from the Holy Spirit.
你跟我在旁边看。
You and I looking at it from the side.
我们搞不清楚。
We cannot know for sure.
保罗知道。
But Paul knows.
所以你想知道呢？
So do you want to know?
将来到天上去问保罗。
In the future, when you go to heaven, you can ask Paul.
今天在你我的生命中。
Today, in the lives of you and I.
有的时候我们知道。
Sometimes we know.
有的时候我们不知道。
Other times we do not know.
我们知道的时候我们就说我们知道。
When we know, we say we know.
我们不知道我们就说我们不知道。
When we don't know, then we say we don't know.
我们不要不知道还假装我们知道。
Let us not pretend we know when we don't know.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？
For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation?
其实这一段的圣经啊，
Actually, these verses here,
有一个更好的翻译，
There is a better translation,
更准确一点，
a more accurate translation.
它是这样子的，
It is this way.
在我们主耶稣面前，
In front of our Lord Jesus Christ,
当他再来的时候，我们的盼望
Our hope,
或是喜乐
or joy,
或者所夸耀的冠冕
or the crown of exaltation,
是什么呢
What is that?
不就是你们吗
is it not you?
保罗虽然极度的想要与在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹见面
Even though Paul very much desires to see brothers and sisters from Thessalonica,
虽然魔鬼可以拦阻保罗心中所渴望的事情
Even though Satan can hinder the desire in Paul's heart
但是你发现一件很奇妙的事
But you find a very amazing thing
那就是保罗没有灰心
That is, Paul is not discouraged
保罗没有埋怨
Paul has not complained
反而把他的眼光His focus.
He turns his focus.
从眼前的失望转到将来的盼望。
He turns his focus from the present disappointment to the future hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是你我今天要在患难中能够有喜乐的一个重要秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great secret for us to have joy in great suffering.
你的眼光要看在眼前的难处呢？还是你要看在永恒中的盼望
Or do you want to look to the eternal hope?
在信心的里面
In faith
他能够看见他与这一些他所爱的弟兄姐妹将来在荣耀里
He can see himself together with these brothers and sisters in the future glory
在主耶稣来的时候
When Lord Jesus comes again
那是何等的喜乐
What great joy.
在我们主耶稣面前
Before our Lord Jesus.
就是在哥林多后书五章十节那里讲的在基督的台前
It is the same as in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 before the table of the Lord.
当他再来的时候
When he comes again.
希腊文就是 parousia.
In Greek it's parousia.
Parousia.这个字就是指着一个君王的到来
it refers to the arrival of a king
指着神显明他自己的时候
It points to the time when the Lord will show himself
为什么保罗有盼望
Why does Paul have hope?
他的盼望是什么
What is his hope?
神在他们身上开始的善功一定能够成全
That the good work God has begun on them will be completed
为什么保罗有喜乐
Why does Paul have joy?
我就想到老约翰在约翰二书第四节那里说的话。
And then I remember the elderly John in 2 John verse 4. 4 said,
我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的, 就甚欢喜。
I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father.
冠冕,
the crown.
希腊文的冠冕有两个不同的字。
There are two different words for crown in Greek.
一个是皇帝戴的冠冕。
One is the royal crown on king.
一个是运动员得胜以后得到的那个花冠。
The other one is the crown that an athlete receives.
When the athlete wins.
Oh, when the athlete wins.
这里的冠冕不是皇冠。
This crown is not the royal crown.
是运动员 得胜以后得到的冠冕。
But this is the crown that an athlete receives after he wins.
不是从地位而来的。
It does not come from status.
是从得胜付代价中得到的。
It is received through the price and through the price and of the victory.
圣经中讲到的冠冕。
The crown in the Bible, in the scripture.
有好多不同的使用。
It's used in many different ways.
譬如说生命的冠冕。
For example, the crown of life.
在启示录2章10节。
In Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
在雅各书1章12节。
In James chapter 1 verse 10.
那里都讲到说生命的冠冕是跟寻道有关系。
It talks about the crown of life is related to martyrdom.
是当我们真的肯背起十字架的时候，我们才能够得到的冠冕。
It is the crown that we can only receive when we are willing to carry the cross.
公义的冠冕。
The crown of righteousness.
怎么给有公义的冠冕呢？
How can you have the crown of righteousness?
提摩太后书4章8节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
是渴慕主的显现的人就能够得到公义的冠冕。
Those who desire
the appearance of the Lord.
Those who desire the appearance of the Lord can receive the crown of righteousness.
还有不能朽坏的冠冕。
And then there's an incorruptible crown.
这在哥林多前书9章24节到27节那里。
It is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Verse 24 to 27.
Verse 24 to 27.
那是指着一批攻克己身、叫声服我的得胜者可以得到的冠冕。
It points to those who the overcomers.
还有一个冠冕。
And then there's one more crown.
荣耀的冠冕。
It's the crown of glory.
在彼得前书5章4节。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
什么人可以得荣耀的冠冕呢？
Who can receive the crown of glory?
那些忠心肯牧养别的弟兄姊妹的人。
Those who are willing to nurture, to shepherd other brothers and sisters.
这是今天每一个教会最缺的 ministry.
That is the ministry that every church most lacks today.
每一个教会都缺乏有一些人真心的去爱另外的一些人。
Every church lacks those who truly love others.
有些教会还要派一个人专门做牧养的工作。
Some church have to especially appoint someone to do the work of shepherding.
这真笑死人了。That
is so laughable.
一个人能够真的牧养几个人啊？
One person, how many person can he or she shepherd?
圣经里面说，我们每一个人。
The scripture says that every single one of us.
都要为主去牧养别的弟兄姐妹。
We have to shepherd other brothers and sisters for God, for the Lord.
保罗说, 因为你们就是我们的荣耀, 我们的喜乐。
Paul says, for you are our glory and joy.
我们一切所做的,
all that we do,
在神面前是没有任何的功劳。
There is no credit before God.
但是因着神的恩典,
but because of God's grace,
如果有人,
if there is someone,
能够将来站在基督的面前,
if there is someone who can stand before Christ in the future,
能够得到神的奖赏,
and he can receive the reward from God,
这就是我们的荣耀,
that is our glory,
这就是我们的喜乐,
that is our joy.
你如果知道那个荣耀有多大,
if you know how great that glory is,
你如果知道那个喜乐有多宝贵，
if you know how precious that joy is,
你才能够明白为什么保罗会说
then you can understand why Paul would say,
自战自清的苦楚，自战自清就是非常短又非常耐的。
That it's the temporary and light suffering.
为我们成就那极重无比的荣耀。
To achieve the great glory.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
天父，但愿你的话真的成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Father, may your words become the light on our path and the lamp on our path and the light before our feet.
成为我们生命的力量。
So that it becomes the strength of our life.
让我们无论落在什么样的光景里面。
That no matter what state we are in.
我们能够看到那永远里面的盼望。
That we can see the eternal hope.
我们实实在在的感谢你。
We truly thank you.
虽然我们从来没有像保罗怎么样爱帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹那么的渴望见到他们，但是我们深深的知道主耶稣你是何等渴望的看见我们。但愿你的爱能够吸引我们，能够激励我们，
may encourage us,
让我们更好的爱你。
So that we may love you more.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.